Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
So, and the reason I'm doing this segment, okay, because it's not good news, but it's going to make some people feel better. Have you lost your job? Maybe you're head of household or you have the job in your home that pays the big bills, as John Cougar Mellencamp used to say, the bills that kill, those bills. You know, in other words, the bills that grind you down. Do you lose that job? And you're walking around, and when things get hard in the workplace and you lose your job, things get hard at home in your marriage, and your spouse has seen you've lost your good white-collar job, and they're looking at the news, they're hearing the news. Oh, great jobs report. Wow. 263,000 new jobs. And it makes you feel like, wow, I screwed up. I'm alone. What's wrong with me? I mean, you know, losing a job like that can make you feel really bad. And you shouldn't. Because we are in an absolute jobs catastrophe right now in this country. We are hemorrhaging jobs. But wait a minute. I just heard that 263,000 jobs were created. Lee, how could this be? Well, there's two reasons. Fox News, I'm going to put it up on Rumble, has a great article actually explaining this. It's called November Jobs Report Was Not a Blowout. It Was a Big Disappointment. Why? Because the media is focusing on something called the Establishment Survey of Businesses. Why are they suddenly focusing on that? Because it double and triple counts jobs. Well, how bad is it? We are hemorrhaging white-collar and well-paid skilled jobs. These would be the manufacturing jobs that you have some training, a lot of training, or a lot of job experience. They pay very well. You can't come in off the street and get that job. We're hemorrhaging those. Those are the jobs that pay the bills that kill. And white-collar jobs. We are losing an average of 2,600 full-time jobs per day. We have lost, since May, 500,000 jobs. Well, wait a minute. That's not what the establishment survey says. Well, the establishment survey is a fraud and a hoax because of the way that they count it. That's why the media is suddenly so into it. If you use the household survey, which is a more honest measure of jobs, and I'll tell you why in a minute, that has been flat since March. We have not added jobs since March, which is a disaster. So wait a minute. There is right now an unprecedentedly large difference between the two surveys of 2.7 million jobs. That's huge, Lee. Mm-hmm. Right? So why?
Big difference.
Huge difference. All right. Well, there's three things that are going on. The one that the media is touting, the one with the 263,000 jobs called the Establishment Survey of Businesses, it double and triple counts jobs. So let's suppose that you are doing what a lot of people are doing. Your regular job is not paying the bills anymore because of Biden inflation. You get a second job. That's counted as two jobs. You lost your full-time job, as so many people have. You get two part-time jobs. That's counted as two jobs in there. Like as if two new people got employment. They didn't. So what is happening is people are losing their full-time jobs in panic. On the way home, they're stopping by anywhere, restaurant, table waiting job, any kind of job they can grab. They're grabbing two of those. So what actually happened is they lost their full-time job. It shows those two new jobs they're now working, two part-time jobs, try to keep the house. Those two jobs, it's showing as two new full employment jobs, but that is not true. The other thing it does is people will go to employment agencies and, you know, they'll send you on a new gig every week or every few weeks.
Yeah.
Say you've done three of those in a month. That's not unusual in an employment agency. That they count that as three jobs in the month, as if three people got full-time employment. They didn't. So all these people losing jobs, all their little jobs are now being counted.
Over and over.
Over and over. It's a lie. The economy has actually been hemorrhaging full-time jobs, Fox reports, losing almost 500,000 since May. That equates to an average loss of 2,600 full-time jobs per day. So if you want to know what is actually happening in the job market, you need the household survey. It does not double count jobs, and it differentiates between full-time jobs and part-time jobs. And again, to make matters worse, as this article points out, the part-time jobs that people are getting are the ones they couldn't fill before, because they didn't pay very well. And so in desperation, having lost their full-time jobs, people are taking those now, and they're jockeying among them a lot. So you find one that pays like $13 an hour. You keep that for a few weeks until you can find another one that pays $15 and you move. You're still on the verge of losing your house and you can barely feed your children. Thanks, Joe Biden, because you lost your full-time job. Well, Joe Biden's out there celebrating. Look, two jobs created. No. He lost his full-time job. He took the $13 an hour gig that he found on the way home from the loss of his full-time job, and now he's transferred to a $15 an hour job. He's still broke. That is not two new jobs. That is a disaster. So this is going on. This is an absolute crisis. I know a lot of people out there, I am talking directly to you. You are probably out this morning getting ready to look for a job because you have lost your job.
And meanwhile, the White House will go in front of the press and claim that their administration are creating jobs.
Right.
No.
Then there's the manufacturing hemorrhage. 100,000 jobs in manufacturing gone in November. That is a bloodbath.
PepsiCo just announced they're laying off folks worldwide.
Yeah. So the whole thing, like so much else in our society, is a hose job. It is fake. And this is why the media is suddenly using this establishment survey of business. So if they say establishment survey of business, go ahead and just disregard anything they say about jobs. Because it's a flim-flam. It's hokey.
They're lying on both ends of it. Not only are they, you know, double counting jobs here, making the jobs, quote, created look better, they're lying to you also about inflation, talking about inflation is down. No, inflation's not down. The rate of increase may be slightly reduced, but still the trajectory is inflation, inflation, inflation. It is continuing to rise, not at the highest as at the rate as it was a little bit earlier this year, but it's still going well above what the Fed and other economists are trying to get us to the point to we're trying to get us to.
And what you're saying, Lee, is true. Inflation peaked at about 9%. We hope it continues to go down. The typical inflation, average inflation rate for a normal year in America is about 1.3%. We're at 7.7. That's a disaster. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people hear, oh, inflation's going down, and they think, oh, prices are going down. No. Inflation is still going up at 5 to 6 times. Prices are still going up at 5 to 6 times the normal rate. That is fantastic. That's how you end up, I mean, fantastical. I mean, it's huge. It's not good. Like Zimbabwe, right? So we're still 5 to 6 times the normal price hike. Rate for a year. It's normally 1.3. We're at 7.7. So it's still really bad, but I think it confuses people. And oh, prices are going down. But then you go to the store and like, wow, I can't believe how fast prices are going up. Well, because we still have inflation. And Lee, that's on top of the price hikes we had last year and the year before.
The only thing going down is the rate, the rate of increase.
Mm-hmm.
The inflation rate itself is still increasing. It's just not how quickly it is happening.
It's like you said before, it's like a rocket ship. Suppose you don't want the rocket ship to take off because it's bad for you. Well, the rocket ship is still gaining speed. That's not good. It's just gaining speed at a slower rate than it was before, right. But it's still gaining speed.
Yep.
So Fox News, to their credit, the only ones really, you know, mainstream media telling the truth. Everything else is just a celebration of Bidenomics as if it's wonderful, as people silently suffer and feel that they are alone and they are not alone. So if you're in that terrible position, and I always hate it, I can remember as a kid being so acutely aware of what was going on with my parents. Did they ever have that? Did your parents do this, Lee? They put you to bed and they thought you were sleeping, so they had the real adult conversations, but you weren't sleeping and you could hear the whole thing and you could hear how worried they were about money, and you would lay there just stressed out and feeling so bad for your parents as a kid. And, you know, look, every parent goes through this pretty much. But, I mean, you know, I can remember when there were layoffs at my dad's work and he was just – praying to duck them. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a good paying job at the banks, and they would sometimes lay off, and praying to duck them, and I was praying you could duck them, and I was super stressed out, but couldn't tell my parents because then they'd know I was listening to them, and we could all hear it. This is going on in households across the country right now, as everyone pretends that this is happy times, and it is not that. It's bad. So, I don't know how much longer they can cover this up. Just pretend it's not happening. Pretend we're not hemorrhaging good-paying jobs. And look, this is part of the Democrats' war on the middle class, Lee. Mm-hmm. They do this in every country. Whatever they're calling themselves in this round, progressives, liberals, whatever name, the National German Social Workers Party, whatever they're calling themselves this time, because they always have to change their name after the last round because it goes so bad. But they always do the same thing, and they have since Marx wrote his manifesto. They eliminate the middle class every time. They go right for the middle class. They want to create an elite class and a poor class so they can rule the impoverished class. They do it, and that's what they do every time they get power, and they're doing it right now. All while they unleash an army of 87,000 IRS agents on you to troll through your Venmo and PayPal account. So in January, do not be surprised if you are the team mom that buys the drinks and the snacks for the team and people reimburse you on Venmo and you spent more than $600 and you get an IRS form, the 1099-K, and you're like, what? Welcome to the IRS army, y'all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Super sad shocker this morning. Turn on your TV. Kirstie Alley has passed away. She's dead at 71. She passed away after her battle with cancer. I didn't know she was fighting cancer. She's on Fox News regularly. Just saw her on Fox News not too long ago. And, of course, she was her most iconic role anyway. She had many. Was in Cheers.
So, Rebecca, tell us about yourself. Sam never mentioned what you do.
I am a corporate attorney with the firm Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're a pretty famous group. Listen.
What a great character. Yeah, so Cheers, when I was a kid, was one of those like adult things I wasn't allowed to watch. So, of course, I watched it. Like anything that is censored, you go like a B for it, a beeline for it. So I remember her from when I was a kid. Of course, she was young and beautiful then. So kind of shocking that she has passed because she looked so young. I didn't realize she was 71, that she was that old. So just an absolute fearless representative for normals, no matter what it cost her. Speaking out in Hollywood the way she did, she was vilified. And that to me is heroic because it takes a lot of courage. So a shame that that has happened, and she is no longer with us. We hate that. Okay, so moving on. And I did enjoy her on Cheers. Cheers was great. Moving on. Folks, there's something going on. You could just get the drift of this from the news. There's something going on with the left and pedophilia. In California, they are now using a law on the books designed to empty out the jails to let pedophiles out, including for child rape. We've been talking about this for days. It was uncovered by the UK Daily Mail. 7,000 of them released between 2016 and 2019. The state is refusing to turn over the parole records for 2019 through 2022, which is illegal. They have to turn them over. That's public information. To protect pedophiles. So now the UK Daily Mail is going to court to fight for that information. What they're finding is that in California, if you sexually abuse a child, including filming it, you do less than a year in prison. This is why we are catching hundreds of pedophiles a month at our border. We are now catching as many pedophiles a month on the border as we used to in 5 years. Because they are headed for California. This is a pedophile sanctuary. They're going to come from the world over once they understand that they can operate here. And one of the other places they can operate is on Twitter. I've been covering this for a long time. We had a young conservative black man whose account was taken from him on Twitter because he was diving into these open discussions that pedophiles were allowed to have on Twitter and shaming them and harassing them. Good. Good. They deserve that. They should be hounded to the ends of the earth. What they believe and want to practice is not acceptable. So there was a new silencing regime on Twitter. You cannot criticize pedophilia. You could criticize a crime that was committed, but not pedophilia. Well, Twitter had allowed a sort of underground railroad for pedophiles before Elon Musk to share sex videos. And it was horrific. It was so bad. There was a person, it was a boy who was 13 when he was sexually abused, and it was filmed. And he's an adult now. And pedophiles on Twitter were openly sharing this video. Over 2,000 likes. That's how horrific this was. He begged and pleaded, hired an attorney, begged and pleaded for Twitter to take it down. They wouldn't. The Department of Homeland Security finally had to get involved in threatened charges to get it taken down. So this had become a protected hub for the pedophiles the left loves, quite frankly, sympathizes with. That's bad. And I suspect this is part of the reason why the left is screaming. Musk has gone in, found more than 500 accounts soliciting child sex abuse material, and shut them down. And there's two activists that have been hounding Twitter for years, one of whom spent their own money to build algorithms to track the kiddie porn. That is, a lot of it's direct messaged on Twitter. Begged Twitter to shut these accounts down, was ignored. Elon Musk brought that activist and another one, it's the cybersecurity firm Ghost Data, into the fold to help them combat the child pornography exchange that, quite frankly, Twitter had become. So not only were these pedophiles openly discussing their sexuality and love of children with anyone criticizing them punished, they were exchanging this. Now listen to this. When Elon Musk purchased the platform in October, he inherited two major lawsuits involving two minor survivors. One case garnered, get this, 160,000 views, 2,000 retweets of his sexual abuse when he was 13. Again, begged Twitter to take it down. They wouldn't. Yeah, because they're hostile. They love pedophiles. I'm telling you, the left is into this. Bigly. And in a week, Elon Musk has now taken down more of these accounts than Twitter would in months. And the activist, again, who begged for these accounts to be removed, identified them, went to Twitter, couldn't get Twitter to take quick action. And a lot of times when they finally did take action, the accounts had come right back up in another name. They didn't do anything. Twitter removing more accounts in a week and in a single day than before. Listen to this. The platform removed as many as 57,000 profiles in 1 month before Musk's acquisition, compared to 44,000 removed in a single day. So, and Musk has said and tweeted, this is the most important thing I'm going to do at Twitter. I'm going to take these pedophiles down. They're not going to be protected here anymore. Folks, this is evil. This is, but when you see two of the hottest celebrities in Hollywood, Bella Hadid and Kim Kardashian, and they are refusing to cut ties with Balenciaga, that, you know, that did that ad, the satanic ad, literally was satanic, was created by a person who openly, practices Satanism. That ad glorifying pedophilia that actually included some words from, some lines from a Supreme Court ruling that said, well, you know, digital pedophilia representations is free speech. In other words, as long as it's not actual kiddie porn, it's kiddie porn that is created as free speech, that can be allowed. They actually put the words of that. I mean, this is an absolute advertisement for kiddie porn. And we have Hollywood's hottest celebrities on board refusing to. You know what? Because it's hot behind closed doors. They love it. They're all about the maps. Minor attracted persons, that is. And we've now had, again, the Washington Post, the New York Times, Reuters, and Associated Press, and USA Today all do articles saying that we should stop calling them pedophiles because that's a negative word. We need to call them maps and try to understand their orientation. We need to celebrate their orientation because they're born with it. And we cannot condemn them unless they commit crimes. I'm sorry, let me rewrite that. We cannot condemn them until they commit crimes, because they will. This is where left is what they want. And Elon Musk is saying no more. Nope, 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 nope. Nope, we're not having 57,000 pedophiles on Twitter exchanging pictures of victims. We're not doing that anymore. So that, I mean, you want to talk about someone who'll push the left over the edge. That'll do it. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what's going on there. All right, here we go. I know we're having some reception problems this morning. Bear with us. We know we're working on it. Texter writes, as a retired law enforcement officer and a master's in adult mental health, there's only two things you can do to keep the public safe from pedophiles: life in prison or death penalty. They will always be a threat. Folks, you have no idea. I spent a year with pedophiles. I was able to get a psychologist when I was a reporter. It was one of the, I think, best pieces I ever did. I was able to get a psychologist to get every member of his counseling group to agree to let me in. They were all pedophiles. They were only there because they were required to be by court. It was part of their sentences. And I had to sign all kinds of non-disclosure stuff. So I could only write in general terms about what they said. I couldn't identify anybody. You wouldn't believe what these guys did. You wouldn't believe who they were. And one of them would get into this brand new, this was in Charlotte, a brand new Mercedes-Benz convertible after his treatments. I'd see him in the parking lot. He was a sleazebag. You could tell. Bad vibes on that guy. And he would drive to Piper Glen Country Club because he'd owned multiple car dealerships and had used the trust people had in him to abuse most of his nieces. But the ones that scared me the most were the ones who would pick out women to date based on their children, who they intended to abuse. And their sets of social skills on some of these guys are like nothing you've ever seen. Like, they should write Dale Carnegie books. They develop just an unbelievably sharp set of social skills that just, out of desperation, to get access to kids. And they'll tell you this. You're open about it in counseling as long as you don't identify them. It was an eye-opener. I had to tell you one of the scariest things that if I were a man going through a divorce would be that my wife would start dating. That would terrify me. And when I went through all these abuses were men. There weren't any women in the group. There might be today some of these teachers, are women now. We're recognizing more that women can do this too. But I'd be in absolute terror of whoever my wife was going to date. Because they do. They target these women. They're very good at it. They're very good at it. Yeah, so I agree with you. That is absolutely that. And you know what was interesting? In the sex offender counseling group that I went through, this was acknowledged. They couldn't stop. They can't change their attraction. And so what it was about was coping with the hate. That's what the whole... I thought the counseling would be about, like, how can we get rid of this attraction? How can we not, you know, be attracted to minors anymore? That's... It wasn't. I was coping with the hate because they were all on the sex offender registry. And so... What the goal of a psychologist counseling them was to help them cope with it, with the hate, with the difficulty of getting a job, with the threats they'd get from their neighbors, all of that, so they would stay on the list and not go underground, because about 10% of them go underground. They're supposed to register and they don't. They run. So he felt like we can't control the orientation. We can't control the urge to do something terrible. But what we can do is keep ourselves, you know, we can keep them from going underground by, and he would work with their employers. He would talk to their neighbors. He would try to understand, listen, we can't harass this guy because we want him to stay on the sex offender list. We want to know where he is, because if everybody around him knows who he is, including his neighbors, that makes them safe. It was kind of a backward way of thinking, but it worked. So you're right. And what they had found under Jack Dorsey and the liberal management was a refuge on Twitter, where they could go and share the kiddie porn. And, you know, activists are literally building algorithms to track them. They're taking these accounts to Twitter, and Twitter is not taking them down. In fact, Twitter is shutting down the accounts of people criticizing them. That's how sick Twitter got. No more. Again, Elon Musk took down 44,000 accounts in a single day. It used to take months for that to happen. I'm sorry, I got that stat backwards. It was 44,000 accounts down in a month before he took 57,000 down in a day. And so he's now being praised by these anti-pedophilia activists who Twitter had sidelined and, you know, was ignoring, basically. He's brought them into the fold. They're now working with him to take these accounts down. Thank God for that. In other words, you know what this is? You know what you're watching? You're watching the return of the normals. Normals are coming back. They're represented on Twitter. It's not right wing. He's not right wing. He's basically a libertarian or something. I don't know. This is the normals going, you know what? Swapping kiddie porn ain't normal. It's not normal. Glorifying your orientation in public is not normal. What is this doing? This is giving them a refuge. The very refuge that that psychologist was always afraid they would have. We don't want them able to hide. Because they'll start doing bad things again. They almost can't help it. They're going to be out in public with everybody watching. It's the only way. It's kind of like that same theory of, like, you're, you know, you're on a diet. And if everyone around you knows you're on a diet, it's like kind of hard to go grab that donut, you know. And you know everyone's going to be watching and they know you're on a diet and they know you're failing. It's like that. Texture writes, Tara, no recession, abundance of jobs, inflation down, gas prices down, greatest president ever. Ain't ignorance bliss? Or to be a CNN watcher, yes, I know. Texture writes, we just watched the movie Died Suddenly, and I tried to share the Rumble link on Facebook. Yeah, good luck. They blacked it out and said it is false by their independent fact checkers. Yeah, their independent fact checkers, that's the FBI and the DNC. Texture writes, where'd this go? Tara, mid-2020, I lost a white-collar six-figure job due to COVID-19 because I wasn't going to get the jab. Worked there for over 10 years, had to settle for a $50,000 blue-collar fabrication maintenance job, still here. It's the first time ever in my life that I've lived paycheck to paycheck. I'm sorry. It's terrible what they did to you. Again, all of this happened to you because of dis and misinformation from the CDC and the FDA that hid the side effects of these shots. Look, you did the right thing. No amount of money is worth taking that shot. None. And now the good news is we have Ron DeSantis and the Florida Attorney General announcing they're going after the shot makers for the side effects that they lied about, that the government lied about. Good. Somebody's got to. Somebody's got to. Do you see this? Switzerland, the UK Telegraph reports, is suffering one of the side effects of limiting energy in order to combat global warming. We're going to go to EVs to combat global warming. Okay, cool, but we don't have enough energy to run them in the grill, in the grid. Remember, Elon Musk said we would have to more than double the amount of energy flowing through the grid for everybody to have an EV, and we'd also have to expand the grid dramatically. Well, liberals aren't allowed and aren't quite frankly interested in doing any of that, so how are you going to run your car? Well, the answer is you're not, which is exactly part of the plan. It gives them the ability to say, no, you can't drive. Sorry. I mean, it's better than a COVID lockdown. So for them, they love that kind of thing, the left. So Switzerland is announcing it could ban electric vehicles. Wait, what? Ban electric vehicles from being used non-essentially this winter. Now do you get how this works? Oh, yeah, they get you out of your gas-fueled vehicle. There's plenty of fuel for that. Oh, look. There's not enough electricity in the grid. You can't drive. We'll let you know when you can drive. And then we'll go into non-essential and essential trips, and we'll start judging your life. And, oh, and we'll, of course, send the bureaucrats out to your home to deal with you should you, you know, make the mistake of driving when we say not to. Do you remember being, like, 16, right? And your parents did what? Controlled when you could go. I mean, you got that little bit of freedom, but they were still in charge of that. They could take the car. Yeah, it's like that, except it's a nanny state. So Switzerland warning, hey, you know what? We're going to like probably run out of energy this winter. So, yeah, we're going to probably be banning the non-essential use of EVs. As government officials begin to brace for an energy crisis, totally self-created, by the way, during the winter months. They've drafted emergency proposals, and you could read about them in the UK Telegraph. Look, this is just our future. This is what's coming. They restrict power usage if things get bad this winter, which they're expecting. Well, I mean, this is Switzerland's a cold place. You know, it's kind of like known for snow. Other bans will include concerts, theater performances, sporting events, all of that to prevent a blackout. What does that sound like, folks? It's lockdown again. It's lockdown all over again. They just got a different excuse. So you're watching your future. We're going to have more on this in the next hour. A group of scientists has done a definitive study showing it is impossible to run a country on solar and wind without everything breaking down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.